It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. One laptop is at the center of a major legal controversy. It belongs to a Colorado woman accused of running a real estate scam. Declan McCullough of CNET says things got complicated when cops went to the woman's house to investigate.
The police seized a laptop from one of the defendant's bedrooms, and the laptop was encrypted, and they want the defendant to decrypt it. The defendant reasonably has not been exactly eager to volunteer her passphrase. So this is setting the stage for what could be a precedent-setting case involving how to interpret the Fifth Amendment in a digital age.
The Bill of Rights predates the digital age, and that causes confusion, says Jeffrey Rosen of George Washington University Law School.
The Fifth Amendment, which says that people can't be compelled to testify against themselves, prohibits the government from forcing you to reveal the content of your mind, or in other words, to testify about facts or the existence or location or authenticity of documents the government doesn't know about. On the other hand, the government can force you to turn over a blood sample or a handwriting exemplar, because there the idea is it's not testimonial. You're not revealing the content of your mind. You're just turning over physical evidence. So this is such an interesting case because courts have disagreed about whether turning over a password is more like a blood sample or more like revealing the content of your mind. On the other hand, at least two courts have said you can't be forced to testify about your password, but at least one other court has said you can be forced to type your password into a computer or to turn over the encrypted documents themselves because there the government already knows about the existence of the documents and you're basically just giving them the key. This case falls in the middle of those two possibilities because here this is an investigation for a real estate fraud, and the woman who the government is seeking the password from says, you don't know about the existence of the documents. It's more like a fishing expedition. It would be a testimonial act for me even to type my password into the computer, even if I don't tell you what it is.
This is a case to keep watching since, according to Declan McCullough, we'll all soon have stronger encryption on our computers.
10 years ago, this really wouldn't have been very important because encryption wasn't built into every major operating system, but now it's built into every Windows and OS X laptop that you buy in the last, say, 5 years. And it's very strong encryption. It's as strong as what the U.S. government uses. And so police and prosecutors are going to have a more and more difficult time. This is, I think, why the Department of Justice is pushing forward with this now, because they know they're going to have to confront this in more and more cases later.
More on this case at MarketplaceTech.org. Son of Strelka, Son of God is a fantasy story by Dan Warren. It's narrated by Barack Obama.
Black trees, two birds of paradise, an ape, chickens and ducks running every which way.
The president didn't do it on purpose. Warren constructed the story entirely out of 3 to 10 second sound clips from the audio version of Obama's autobiography.
I went through looking for phrases that could essentially be pulled out and would kind of stand out cleanly as something I could put into a different sentence.
Suddenly, he lets out a quick shout. A monkey!
The thing that really makes this possible is that Obama has this kind of manner of speaking in which he breaks sentences down into very clear substrings, which makes it really easy to assemble into something else.
We have video animation of the story at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.